Generally speaking, looking at my personal history, from a young age, I have been a student of Dabje Trungpa Rinpoche. I grew up living in his monasteries, received my vows and instructions from him. And in recognition and consideration of this, to have this opportunity to be here at his center with you is a source of great pride for me, because I come here in service to him, to Dabje Trungpa Rinpoche. And so therefore, I feel most grateful for this opportunity to be here with you. So in making my first trip to Maine, I started out in Vancouver and flew into Boston. And at the airport there, I was greeted by Alida, who drove me northwards to a certain rendezvous point where I was then handed over to Kiki. Kiki then greeted me warmly and then took me further northwards on my ongoing journey through Maine. And finally then we came to Peter's place where I'm currently staying. And then since then, I've been exploring Maine. And if I look at the course of this trip so far, from Vancouver to Boston and then northwards here into Maine, it seems very clear to me that there is a chain of events and people that manifests in making the journey a reality, wherein one person who knows another person coordinates with them to make a certain leg of that trip possible, and then they in turn connect with someone else. And it seems very clear to me that all of this is a reflection of the way in which things happen through the process of dependent origination, relationships, independence upon others.
Jaga mambo la dunyongs, 남주 나나 이나레 바스 나나 이나레 탈롱니 맘보 데데 탱고레 산에 카자운 데데 바스 나로 호프스데니 저디 좀바란 지메라다 가주니 바스 데데 트 차와다 이데 바스키 디나나 호프스 칼라니 베게 차 호프스 토프스 칼라니 비스 호프스 칼라 다 호프다 칼라로 호프다
칼라 남카 쇼리안
마레 나 바스 나마
바스 나마
아니 간주니 두스 타디가 텔레비전 나라 아니 벽이 차와 망보라 키 검자고 근데 식탁에서 뒤에 망고진 통 맞는데 텐텐다고 지 인사를 했어.
So the other day, Kiki and Peter dropped me off at the bus station so that I could head northwards to another center here in Maine. And so we got on the bus and. I've traveled a lot and seen movies. And anyway, so we got on the bus and we sat down and I was with my translator, Jimmy, and they started showing a movie inside the bus. And I hadn't seen this movie before, but the first scene of the movie was inside this Tibetan shrine hall in a monastery where all these monks were seated in a formal assembly. And in the midst of that assembly of Tibetan monks, there's this big white dog sitting there with its paws joined in prayer. It was really strange, but anyway, it seems to me that the first scene of the movie being this Tibetan Buddhist shrine hall filled with monks was an auspicious and very fortuitous sign. It's a real pleasure for me to be here with all of you, knowing that you are all students of Trangpa Rinpoche like me. I know that many of you are probably senior students who have significant and long experience studying and practicing under the guidance of Trangpa Rinpoche. You've heard about and learned the Mahamudra teachings. And so I think some of you are likely to be much more knowledgeable and accomplished than someone like me. Certainly some of you are operating more at the beginner's level. And in any case, it's great to be here with all of you. Now, as for our program today, this morning, we're going to be learning about the mind training teachings. And I think we have about an hour and a half reserved for that purpose. Within the short span of an hour and a half, there is no way I could do adequate justice in giving a comprehensive treatment of everything presented within the mind training instructions. However, given the time that we have, I will do my best to talk about the subject and explain the mind training instructions.
Ani chidangi lojong sengana karre sana soso ge ngaranzo lojong sela de zambala ngaranzo masona chige semba ge ta zubo da masona exercise chawan dao ani tam tam la ta tam tam la ma ta chawana yandi zubo de tega dao je ma de bano kadu na lojong sela tawa re she tenshe paye lojong ne ani kadu ina ya tenshe paye chine lojong gogo res.
What does mind training mean? Well, if we take the word training and consider it from the standpoint of physical exercise, then training implies regularity, a constant ongoing effort. For instance, if you are on a regular exercise regimen or athletic program, you want to be consistent, and that means that the desire to work out should not be sporadic. Your training as such should be more than the mere sporadic compulsion to exercise when you feel like it, but not when you don't. So the same is true if we look at the process of training the mind. This is an ongoing effort, something that entails a continual sense of commitment and enthusiasm. And in order to make that possible, to make possible the process of training and working constructively with our own state of mind, we need to constantly foster conscientiousness as well as presence of mind and attentive alertness. And based upon our ability to cultivate those qualities of introspection, we can effectively engage in the mind training.
Ani dewa, ani semba sambo, ani chamba kietawa, nyingji peltowa, ani yabo nyamne yangtakpa chichungo res.
And the result that becomes a reality as evidence of this process of having trained the mind effectively is that you will feel greater peace of mind, a greater sense of wellness and happiness in your life. Likewise, your own inherent qualities of benevolence, love, kindness, and compassionate concern for others will also develop to that same degree.
Ani lojongi nala chidangi sanji jika tekwa chenpo, tekwa chungu, ani sanga menga chazan en tama tsu dune dende dawajik sheyores.
All of the dictates, the words of the Buddha himself, and the special and practical instructions that were ever dispensed or disseminated are entirely consolidated and subsumed within what we call the mind training teachings of the Mahayana or Great Way.
Now,
if we were to consult other literature related to the process of training and development in meditation, the emphasis as far as the perspective to be brought into the process would be the understanding and realization of the lack of inherent self or identity. However, for the sake of beginners and in order to ensure the accessibility of the teachings from a practical point of view, here in the context of the 7 points of mind training, the basic working perspective is to see things or relate to things as if there were self or identity, and then based upon that, it becomes possible to begin with the process of training the mind.
Then, lo jungi nyamnen de ani pela chogo che palde adi shada ani lama dharma rakita ani chogo selling basa ni lama shenda mandam be kebar do paba gende ni namba sum chungo res.
If we go back to the provenance of the Mahayana mind training instructions, they trace back to Lord Adisha. And he, in turn, had 3 outstanding and exceptional teachers from whom he received instruction. And these special teachers of the illustrious Lord Adisha were Dharmarakshita, Maitriyogin, and Lord Selingpa.
Tene choje pale adisha de ani kyagani ya pela pede tambala ani pela ani choje pale adisha gi loma chambe najur sanga je lama khebar phaba ji chungores kongi ani choje pale adisha gi lama tene ani chambe najur sanga de ani pe lo chongi nyamne na ne Tene korongi chenrawu inaya re kari inaya mi chimba tangto badan tene khebar phaba chi chungo res.
Lord Adisha journeyed from India to Tibet. One of his 3 exceptional teachers or gurus, Maitriyogin, or the Yogin of Love, was known as such because of the profound degree to which he had gained real proficiency in having trained his mind in the highest virtues. So benevolent and generous was he in his compassion for others that Maitri Yogin was capable of giving anything to anyone so long as it would benefit him, even parts of his own body, such as his eyes.
Dambu ngaranzu ki chi lojong nani shisha sheba ina ane ngaranzu ngondro ki nyamlende pe kechenpa chi shiku gores. Ngondro ki nyamlende yangtapa chi nyamlende nang di chela ane kali chene ane lojong ki nyamlende chi nama ina ane nyamlende yangtapa chi da ane pyuga takpa chi yoya ki dendi sung gores.
Mianla ngondro ya.
Ngondro chi deo.
Those of you who are more experienced and have been around for longer should be familiar with the basic sequence in which the teachings are to be implemented. For the purposes of training the mind genuinely and effectively, the first thing to be done is to work with the preliminary practices. And this is to ensure that the subsequent or main practice of training the mind by way of the various instructions should be fully effective, that it should work in the right way. And that means that the first thing that needs to be ascertained or comprehended is the preliminaries. And based upon the preliminaries, then the mind training instructions should follow in an effective and useful manner.
Tene kyanzu da tungen dawgi ani tumongi ngondro dawje da chambumji dawo chamrumbumji dawo yichambumji dawo na lamina jumbumji dawje shi yapoje ke yan khase gi matungan de do tumongi ngondro le chumde korini me dajo nye wa kawa dawje yabo se semno tane tene lojong gi nyamne na wa na ani nyamne pemi se yabo
As far as the preliminaries, we have the uncommon preliminaries and the common preliminaries. So if you're familiar with the uncommon or extraordinary preliminaries, these involve the accumulation of 100,000 physical prostrations, 100,000 repetitions of the refuge prayer, 100,000 repetitions of the 100-syllable mantra of Vajrasattva, 100,000 accumulations of the Guru Yoga practice, and so forth. But even if those uncommon practices should not be accessible or suitable, you nevertheless have the common preliminaries. And these consist in the four ways of turning the mind or changing our usual attitude in how we regard things. Reflection upon the preciousness and rarity of the freedoms and resources that characterize human existence. Vivid awareness of our own mortality and the transitory, fleeting nature of all things. Consideration of the infallibility of causal processes, the relationship between actions as causes and their results. And honest acknowledgement of the problematic or negative aspects of cyclic existence or samsara. These contemplations and reflections constitute the common or ordinary preliminaries. In any case, whether uncommon or common, all of these preliminary practices serve the same basic function or purpose, and that is to ensure that the subsequent ongoing process of training the mind in virtue should be effective, that it should be genuinely successful. So if the preliminaries are well done, if you engage in the preliminaries in the right way, then the benefit of that is that the subsequent process of mind training will go very well. And specifically, it will lead to your capacity to generate authentic realization.
Tene chidangi ta ngondro shi nyamlen sengande pungangi penra uji shagi yinz. Pe kandenda uji shagur jana pena ngaranzu la saja chenpo uji yorez. Di saja de la ta ngaranzu samun ta kari ne tam nare, tro tam nare, ani da vegetable ra kari tam narez. Tambo tawar chebala, ani sajade ta peshabana nganzu zubo drabuji res, sajade. Nganzu sajade zubo drabuji imbala, ani di sawende da kari loto tamnaya, tambo sajade tama, tama sogo gudu, sajade to yure, dela kenye yure, tsoba dambada tama yure, di sajade la. Ani sajade la, ani di to da, kenye da, tama dambada tama kaya, maso wala, Anzu yung aranzu lodo ji tawa ina, lodo yakbo ji kiki maresu. Di karichin kiki maresu na aranzu kenye da toda tsama kariya yakbo tsama mazo lamsang todrabo ji tawa ina, hini yakbo ji kiki maresu. Di nan shingi, hini aranzu ki nyamlende, subo de, hini tambo ngondro de, hini lunga yi sumgi triwa yakbo ji chang. Hini triwa yakbo ji chang tsane, Ani shini, ani shini tak lakdong che ne, ani yidamgi nyamlen chewa ina, ani ngaranzugi. Ta che nyamlen kari chewa ina, ani sosola tokpa che etuwa tang, ani sosola ina semna la, che ikche le etuwa che pewa che nindile go res. Ani pen di shindu, ani shinga deya, ani di ta tsokpa de tangma se, ani kenyi de tangma se tangma zo tala yakbo sha. Ani lu yakbo lu, ani di shinga de la, ne tamna, ne pe yakbo kye gres. Ani tse yedende kyamna, tse yakbo pe kye gres. Pe di shindu la, ani ngaranzu nyamlende ya, ani ngondro bilshi de yakbo chene, ani yidam shenpa ki nyamlende yakbo na, ani nyamlende yantakbo chi, ani chungtu gores. Di shindu, ani ngaranzu kyao koma ki kagyu da, lama koma ki da, chidangi lama mambu chi ki sung gores. Chö ngŏn shilé ya ngŏndro sápsane mambo sŏngyo rés. Ani ngara dŏ ngŏndro nyamlén chéyate mene pémese kéchimbo rés.
What are the preliminary practices like? Well, I can give you an analogy to help illustrate this in an easy-to-understand way. The preliminaries are like a huge tract of land that we have at our disposal to do whatever we want with. It's the very ground, the foundation that we have to work with. Let's say that we want to cultivate crops. It could be grains such as barley or wheat, or it could be vegetable crops. In any case, whatever kind of crops we want to cultivate, we need to start with the very ground itself. In fact, even before we attempt to plant or cultivate anything, we need to prepare the ground so that it can be made suitable for the cultivation of the crops that we hope to harvest in the future. So that means that we have this arable piece of land, but it needs to be prepared in the right way first. So it needs to be cleared, and that means that stones, debris, briars and brambles, weeds and so forth all need to be removed, so that the ground can be purged of all that is unnecessary or unclean. And in that way, the ground can be made ready for the initial stages of cultivation and planting. That kind of preliminary process is analogous to what we are doing by practicing the preliminaries. Specifically, we are addressing the obscurations and stains that are present in terms of our person, physically, verbally, and mentally. So the function of the preliminaries is to directly address and remove these obscuring impediments and different aspects of negativity that have been accumulated by virtue of our body, speech, and mind. If we begin by working with this process and preparing ourselves physically, verbally, and mentally for the further stages of cultivation, and in that way effectively complete the preliminary stages, then whatever we do later in terms of our practice, such as focusing on specific meditational deities, as the center of our contemplative practice, then all of it will be successful because we have taken the necessary preliminary steps to ensure that all subsequent stages of practice will also be successful and will finally lead to our capacity to experience authentic realization of the true condition of reality. So that is why, returning to our analogy, we need to see the practical necessity of preparing the very ground or basis that we have to work with right from the start. So with that land that we have and that we wish to cultivate, we have to begin by cleansing or purging it of all that is to be gotten rid of, stones, weeds, refuse, debris, and so forth. This must be removed first before we can expect to cultivate crops and achieve the desired result. And this is why all of the great forebears of the Gagyu tradition have repeatedly instructed us that, or indicated that, the preliminaries are in fact more profound or important than the main practice itself, thereby indicating or emphasizing just how crucially important or indispensable the preliminary practices really are. So if we understand that and we take that into account in approaching the teachings and instructions in the right sequence, then we can expect to gain real results and realization of the object of realization or the nature of things should come to us with relative ease.
Tene ngaranzu ta ngondro ta tumong ngondro na ne sheba na tajernye wa kawa ndaw she go re an tajernye wa kawa la ani ngaranzu tare ge milu sambo thowa de tawa ke jorwa chu sangwe miji tajuge milu rumbo che tenre thowa de ngaranzu pe misegi ani kalwa sambo re din nanje ngagi milu thowa le gana kheranzu Milite, that Kalva Sanganda was it is. Pena Chai Shavananda win a Chunjung Ganiki, Nambagi, Imbigi, Namichi Naniki, Chunjungani Navares. Charanzu, that the Ariginalola, that Mimbumra, Milen Milen, the Mambogi Nani, Yuji Nani, that Milito, Milito, Masaki, Tawaki, and Jorva Chutama, Keran Sangyuba. Dinania and Charanzula, that Tambichugi. Jiaki Koko in the day, Tami Tungil Mamon and Keranzo Tambichu in Yamichi and the Ragwade, Kenzo Milu, Sienda Mandavala, Kenzo Milu, the Pemisi, Kalva Sambo in Bade, and Keranzo Keranzo Milu, Kito, Keranzo Hako Gores, Taranga Milu Yavoji Toas. Milu Yavoji Toa Tomne, Tam Milute, and Milu Tundan Tembachi Chiade, and Pemisi Kajima the Tosum Chevores.
If we return now to the common preliminaries, the first of these in general is a reflection on and appreciation for the preciousness and rarity of the freedoms and resources that we possess. And this refers to the fact that we have been born as human beings. In general, just to be born as a human is extraordinary. It is a most fortunate opportunity. For someone like me, I was born as a human being in this lifetime and born into a predominantly Buddhist kind of environment. So from an early age, I had direct exposure to and contact with the Dharma taught by the Buddha. I was exposed to the Buddhist way of life. And so it was immediate and accessible for me. And that's very good, but moreover, if we look at your situation, in that you're all here in the Western world, and consider your incredible degree of good fortune, first of all, you two have been born as human beings, and therefore you enjoy the unique freedoms and resources that are particular to human existence, having a human body. That is extraordinary in and of itself. But beyond that, If we look at the broader picture of life in the Western world and Western society, how many hundreds of thousands or millions of people are there? Out of all of them, you as individuals have not only been born as humans with all of the freedoms and resources that you enjoy, but in particular, you have had the utterly extraordinary good fortune of coming directly into contact with the Dharma, the Buddhist teachings. And you're now engaged in the process of learning and making use of that Dharma. This is absolutely amazing. And if we take all of that into account and see how rare and unique the opportunity is that you now enjoy being human and having such tremendous freedom and resources at your disposal and working with and practicing the Buddhist teachings, this is an utterly fortuitous and meaningful opportunity. And this needs to be recognized. We need to directly acknowledge and affirm the great value of our human existence in consideration of this greater reality that we find ourselves in.
Tene nipa de da nga ranzo mitab kongo gores. Ani chidangi da nga ngushewa da mambochi mitab kola mambochi shewa de kashe yampe mitab koji de samba kyo nanda. This is the Taoji Mambu Yungudos, and Naranzu, Midakwa in Chimichi Kongudos, Midakwa de Kombaina, and Naranzu, and Chuan Yamlin Chiala, and Tundu Cheru Droyala, and Shiuji Pengores, and Naranzu Midam Magomna, and Naranzu Midi, Chu Tundu Majana, and Nimare, Chuzare, Chinanganzu, Kutuze, Nimare, Chinanganjan, and Soto Wores. Ani dinte zhuo zhuo de zamba la, ani ni ma ji ngaran zhu zamu lin ting la, ngaran zhu ji tamu la xie la ma dong ngaran zhu tuya yao ma de, zamu lin ting la, bie zhu qian bo ina le, bie zhu chung chung ina le, ga li na ina, ji dang ge tamu la ngaran zhu
ji cha,
la,
ta ge ga li song ma bie cha,
bie cha xia guan ina, zamu lin ting la, chu po ni bang guo ba du la. And Suji ta mashiwa te yon Suji yon ma res. Suji yon ma res. Nima jen ngaranzu shi dhugu go res. Ani shi di zamba la soso la gari kuya yo zana soso ki kangba re, nangmi re, gari yada kayaan dhuwa tama dhuwi nima dhila soso suboya kuya yon ma res. Soso ki da chi soso ki kayaan kuya ma res. Ani didi kan la ani soso ki semna la ओ तांग चिटा सांस चांदन डाउज़ द तांग आका संदर्भ चांदन लेना तुझे का अन्य गाना तो चिटा वाले हैं दिन दिन दे चंबला तांग गाना तो मिटा का संदर्भ ताने इन चुए न्यामले चुन्जी चेहरे इन पे कैसा बना वाले हैं.
The second of the common preliminary contemplations is reflection on the reality of death and impermanence. Now, this subject is a source of some sense of discomfort and misgivings for many people. They don't find it to be something very appealing. Nobody really wants to think about the inevitable reality of death and the fact that nothing has any real lasting presence or reality of its own. But nevertheless, although it may not be the most pleasant consideration, death and impermanence are simply facts of our reality, and there is a purpose in focusing our attention on those realities. It is meant to inspire genuine diligence, a sense of effort and willingness to persevere in the accomplishment of the teachings. Because if we are not inspired with such an enthusiastic sense of effort to really accomplish or make good use of the Buddhist teachings, then in our denial or neglect of the reality of death and impermanence, our whole lives will be squandered from one day to the next, from one hour to the next. Time is constantly slipping away. And whether we like to acknowledge it or not, this remains a basic fact. There is no one in this world, however affluent and prestigious they might be on the one hand, or however utterly anonymous and destitute they might be at the other extreme, no one is exempt from death. The fact of life entails death. The end of life is death, and there are no exceptions to this. At the time of death, you cannot expect to hold on to anything whatsoever. You cannot take any of your material possessions or assets with you beyond the point of death, whether it be your home, money, other material possessions or resources. None of these things can go with you beyond this life. And if you have spent your whole life neglecting this basic inevitable reality, when you finally come to the moment of your own demise, if it should suddenly dawn on you, this is the time of my death, and what can I do? I haven't prepared myself for this moment. Then that would be utterly devastating and tragic. And so this is why we take death and impermanence as the subject of our focused contemplation, why we need to be vividly aware of these realities.
Le jumre de kombar jevala chidangi ta ngaranzu tale milu sangode kewa ngamala le yagola tene ng tale tare ngaranzu milu sangboji la thobres ani ta kewa chima ani milu sangboji thobar jevala ani tale ki ngaranzu ki le ki chedang ra le ki ra le ki res ta di ngaranzu nangbala ani kewa ngaji khe lemba ta ani dile tene ta kewa chima ngaranzu kewa sangbojilaya tatichi gurus. Chidangi le jumte khe malena ina, chidang ngaranzu chidangi namjungi ta chizo nala, society nala, ani ngaranzu chidangre, kecha shedang ina re, milan dewa chedang ina re, mi pacho tela yakboji chena, tsula yakboji chigres. Mi pacho le duboji chena, tsula ya duboji gure. Ti tsamagi shi mago wala, le jumte dhuzo yakboji khe ngaranzu nyamlin chayate pe, she in a gom jin yamlin jin a peck hemorrhoids. Pena lay unit chitikalata, tiling aranzo, semloke, kurung, keda inara, semkari, semotana inare, chidang, chick legacy chitambala, ta legacy chitigan logic, tang aranzo, pena chasha vaina, ta chelaji in a chick, ta chick, nakasi, miji mena, ta di chela de, narakudogo, samadravoji. Mite mena, ta mide yena, ta mide chik lagure, san maku anda on the nememba. Tu chundula, narangu semnala, ta lojong yamnela, ani sosogi le chumde kela, ne mi yena ye, mena me, ani ti sosogi yamnen de le chumde kela, ne, plasan number tavagi, and lega chia de pe, kechamba de nejene, gomne yamnen chia kechambares.
Tayen de pe, kanichik shak.
Pesha, the pena chan shabwa, nangatin chilola, de nedo di tambala.
The third of the common preliminaries is affirmation of the basic law of karma, the processes of causation, the relationship between actions as causes and their ensuing results or effects. This is very important, and it is a subject that is rather difficult or even controversial, in that not everyone agrees equally on the universal validity of this doctrinal point of teaching. Some people may not feel entirely certain that an individual progresses through a succession of past and future lifetimes. Some people say that they don't believe in karma as such, that they don't necessarily feel confident that the doctrine of karma is entirely true or valid. But nevertheless, If we look at things from the perspective of society and social relationships, it would seem obvious that in practice, everyone, for the most part, does believe in karma, does act according to the relationship between actions and their results. For instance, if I were to go out in the town and walk into a store and no one was attending the counter, there was no one working in the store, and I were to see some piece of merchandise and think, oh, I can steal this now because nobody's watching, and if I just take this, then nobody will catch me and I can get away with it. That would be one choice of action. But in the same storefront, if someone were there watching me, attending to what I was doing, I most likely would not choose to grab something and just walk out the door with it. And that indicates that my choice of actions is based upon some sense of distinguishing, of differentiation between positive and negative actions. In other words, seeing that specific results will obtain from accumulating specific causes. The fact that we've been born as humans in this lifetime is a reflection of the fact that we have previously accumulated positive actions or virtue in our former existences. So if we look at things from this point of view, and in terms of the way in which people typically behave in society, whether it's a matter of choosing to steal or not to steal, shoplift or not shoplift, or likewise choosing to lie to others or not to lie to others, or in some way deceive others, oftentimes the basic instinctual impulse that we have is really governed by a recognition of karma, knowing that unpleasant results will obtain from negative actions, whereas avoiding negative actions will save us from having to experience something unpleasant later. So therefore, I think that practically speaking, most people make their choice of actions based upon a recognition of the relationship between causes and their results. And therefore, for our purposes in dealing with the preliminaries, we should recognize the immense importance of understanding the infallibility of karma, the relationships involved in causal processes.
mi meba kashe lawa tangda meba dinde chene chungyo res kaang chene ngaran zu mi tsama chigwa yungu yo ma res di tsama nga zu le la tene yungu res ngaran zu le duja zi sana kewa chi ma le duja dinde mi ya ima dinde yungu yo ba kya cha kya re kaang chene ngune chene ngaran zu le ke ima le na mi tsama chigwa yungu yo was pe jo ina chigwa namba ina chigwa kari ina chigwa yungu yo kashe mi pe jo ya ga kashi wangbo changa, kashi mipe namba zikbo zemu dine yore, kashi mi ta mizu chikurang kangba meba lakwa min dine yore. Di kari chini yore zana, maranzu lele dine chungo yores, ta le sabale dine chungo yores.
Another way of reflecting on the reality of karma is to consider the fact that everyone is different. As we can see clearly, every individual has a different quality of life experience, different strengths and weaknesses, different circumstances that characterize their lives as individuals. The reason why everyone is so different and has such unique experiences, whether pleasant or unpleasant, is because these characteristics or attributes have all been determined as the result of previously accumulated positive and negative actions in their previous lifetimes. Some people may be materially affluent. They may be rich and influential. They may enjoy very good health, good social standing. They may be physically attractive and enjoy many of the other desirable qualities and comforts of life that people in general want to have. Other people may suffer from intense deprivation, physical unwellness, health problems, or disabilities such as poor vision, impaired limbs, and so forth. Those types of unfortunate circumstances are dictated by the accumulation of previous negative actions or wrongdoing as causes. So therefore, we can see that the entire range of different pleasant and unpleasant experiences and attributes that people may exhibit in their individual life situations come about as the results of the quality of the actions that were previously established as causes. Otherwise, if this were not the case, if there were no such thing as a process of causation underlying individual evolution, everyone would be exactly the same. We would all be clones. There would be no difference from one person to the next, no change or variation. But obviously, this is not the case. We can see that everyone is different and unique, and that they experience the whole range of positive and negative, or pleasant and painful life experiences and situations. So however rich people might be, however poor they might be, however attractive or unwell they might be, whatever the variable is in question, it is the evidence of the quality of the actions that have been previously accumulated. So in that way, if we look at things from this perspective, it should be very clear to us that karma is just the way in which things happen.